Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The FBI has apparently found a way into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone that has been the subject of, well, much machinations by the tech douchebagosphere and even, you know, making the nightly news and such as well. They've withdrawn their request from the courts to have Apple help them because now they have some way in, which I guess kind of goes against what they said, is that they left no stone unturned. Well, apparently there was a stone unturned, so kind of makes you wonder why they went through all that process anyway. But of course, it could also be that they don't feel like that they have they realize that they probably don't have a good enough case to actually get in, and so they probably don't, you know, there's nothing on that phone anyway. I don't think there is anything on that phone, but so of course we're all kind of breathing a sigh of relief. We don't really know who helped them or what that help is. Now, of course, Jonathan Czarski has said something about how they might do it, and by the way, it's not breaking the crypto. It's actually copying data off the NAND chip, or, you know, basically reflashing the NAND chip that the encrypted PIN code is stored in, which, you know, that's actually, and that's one of those things you kind of go, okay, well, it's not going to be something your average criminal is going to be able to do. It's definitely, you've got to have some chops to do that, or at least resources to buy the stuff. So it's, you know, does it make the iPhone weaker? No, probably not. Although I'm sure Apple's going to figure out a way to mitigate that particular threat factor. It's not something that I'm insanely worried about at this point. And of course, it still basically proves the point that you should really have a strong PIN if you care about security on your phone. And I've said that before. So really nothing new here, but of course, yeah, everybody's freaking out, and you know, everybody's want to know what does it mean for Apple security? Well, Apple's been taking security pretty seriously, and I honestly think, and I think they've kind of said this, but it comes down to the fact that Apple doesn't really want to be in the business of, like, breaking into people's stuff and giving private information, right? I mean, they've been very clear publicly that they want to keep our stuff safe that's on their devices, and so they go to great lengths to do it. They've got a lot of smart people that work for them. Even if the FBI doesn't disclose whatever, you know, bug or vulnerability or whatever the method is, I'm sure Apple has some ideas about how they might get in, or at least do the brute forcing thing. The hardware, a hardware level hack on your iPhone is, that's probably beyond what most network security or network hackers will do. And if you've lost physical access to your phone, I mean, kind of all bets are off anyway. So that's it in some sense, but it's not breaking the cryptography, and people are worried about what unknown vulnerability, and I'm just not. I mean, because Apple will figure it out, and it will be, it's, and my guess is if the FBI probably doesn't want to tell them because terrorism. I'm sure that's the reason they're going to give if Apple asks them, because the FBI doesn't necessarily want Apple to fix whatever issue this is, but again I trust that Apple has got smart enough people working for them that they'll find ways to make whatever it is even harder. So that's just all stuff that's going on. And I'm kind of glad I waited until this story had come out before recording, because I was kind of looking at my queue going, I don't really have a whole lot I want to record a podcast on. Here we go. Another terrorist iPhone thing, I guess. So hopefully this will get Apple out of the news for a little bit. And of course, we'll all be fantasizing about the iPhone SE or whatever, the new 4-inch iPhone that come out, or all the other stuff that they released, a week ago, I guess. Anyway, we're back to that for a little while, and I'm sure this story will come to head. Maybe not with Apple, but maybe with Facebook or Google the next encryption debate, I'm sure will come before we're ready to. Nothing really got resolved here, we'll see what transpires going forward with encryption and governments and the like. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.